You're listening to Mavi Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Pesachim, Daf Chaf, Beis Amud Beis. We're going to take it from the top. So it's in the middle of a discussion. It's been a long discussion since Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. So Ulachizkia, and according to Chizkia, Lamai Hilchasa Iskish Dan Lamayim. So who is Chizkia? So let's just jump back to Chizkia. So Chizkia from Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Right from the two dots, this is where we started this discussion. So Chizkiah says that the Isser of Hana by Chametz is learned from Lo Yeachel, right? Not that it doesn't say Lo Yochal, but rather Lo or Lo Tochal, but Lo Yeachel, it shall not be eaten. So that's it's written in that in such a way that it seems to indicate more than just you cannot eat, but also that you cannot have hana from it. And this, we said, was against Rabbi Abahu, because Rabbi Abahu holds that there's no special diuk in yayachel. Rather, whenever there's an isra achila mentioned in the Torah, so the isra achila includes an isra hana as well, unless it's specified that that's not the case. For example, by nevela, etc. And then we had a discussion about Gid HaNasha. And then we said, oh yeah, is that really true? But what about by dam? And this was already at the bottom of Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. What about by dam? Blood, we have instances where we know we're allowed to benefit from blood. So how do we, how is that possible according to Rabbi Abahu? If there's a Torah says there's an Isra Achila by blood, so according to Rabbi Abahu, there should also be an Isra Hana by blood, yet we know you're allowed to have Hana from it. And Rabbi Abahu, the Gemara answers for him that no, it's not true. There's a special din that teaches us, indicated from a pasuk, that indicates that you are not allowed to, that you are allowed to have hana from it, because it's compared to water, right? The pasuk says, "Lo sochlenu," referring to blood, "don't eat blood." Ala aretz tishpachenu kamayim, it's going to spill out on the ground like water. Ah, so the Torah compares blood to water, and we know just like water can be benefited from, you're allowed to benefit from water, so too blood you're allowed to benefit from, even though the Torah says you can't eat from it. And that's what we see, a clear comparison in the pasuk between blood and water, and the Gemara understands it, according to Rabbi Abahu, as making blood an exception to the rule that even though there's an Isser Chila, there's no Isser Hana. Good so far? Okay. So now on the topic of Beis Amud Beis, we turn to Chizkiah. We say, wait, hold on. Chizkiah, you must have noticed this pasuk that has a connection, a comparison between blood and water. You must have noticed that. And you're not going to tell me that it teaches us that you can have hana from dam, because you don't have a reason in the first place to say we can't have hana from dam. It doesn't say lo yeachel by dam. It says lo sochlenu. So, according to Chizkiah, there's no reason to think there's an Isser Hana by Dam. Therefore, there's no reason to have a Heter. So, what's the comparison? So, Chizkiah, L'may Hilchasa Iskish Dam L'mayim. What's the comparison for? L'chad Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba. It's to teach you the teaching of Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba. Dam Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin L'dam Kodshim She'eno Machshir. From where do we know that the blood of Kodshim, of Karbanos, is not machshir, right? We know, we've learned taros, and you know, we've seen it already in Rav Chanina Sekana Kohanim, that there's something called being machshir, that in order for something to be susceptible to tumah, certain foods be susceptible to tumah, it needs to first be have water poured on it, and so blood is what would be one of those liquids, but not the dam of kadshim. So how do we know the dam kadshim eino machshir? Shneimar, because the pasuk says lo sochlenu al aretz tishpachenu kamayim. Do not eat it. Do not eat the blood. Rather, it should be poured like water. Ah, dam shenishpach kamayim machshir. Blood that is poured like water is machshir. Sheino nishpach kamayim eino machshir. But blood that is not poured like water. Which blood is not poured like water? blood that is sprinkled on the Mizbeach. That's not poured like water. So that blood that doesn't is not poured like water cannot be machshir. We saw this a few blot ago, this exact idea. So what we see over here, so Chizkiah would say, what's the connection between blood and water? Why is the Torah comparing them? That's not telling me that there's no Isser Hana by Dam. It's telling me that Dam Kadshim cannot be used to be Machshir something, as opposed to other Dam that's Tishka B'chayna Kamayim, that can be used to be Machshir, or not can be used, but is Machshir something. Okay. The Gemara then asks, Vahare Aver Min Achai, Diksiv Lo Sochal HaNefesh Im HaBasar. Hold on. The Torah says that Aver Min Achai says regarding it, you're not allowed to eat it, the soul with the flesh. You're not allowed to eat Aver Min Achai. Vitanya. And we learned in the Braisa. Rabbi Nachman Omer, Minayin Shelo Yoshit Adam Kos Yayin Lenazir, Ve'Aver Min Achai Levenei Noach. From where do we know that you're not allowed to extend a cup, offer a glass of wine to a Nazir, or you're not allowed to offer Aver Min Achai to a Ben Noach? You see a guy in the street, you can't offer him Aver Min Achai. How do we know you're not allowed? Talmud Lomar v'lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. Before a blind person, you're not allowed to place a stumbling block. Right? We know lifnei iver. So the Gemara now infers from this brisa, hold on, haliklavim shari. Right? It says you're not allowed to give a Ben Noach Aver Min Achai, but you are allowed to feed it to your pet dog. Oh, if you can feed it to your pet dog, so it sounds like you're allowed to have Hana from Aver Min Achai. But why would you be allowed to have Hana from Aver Min Achai? That's right, right, meaning the Brisa specifies one particular type of Hana you're not allowed to have, not because of this Nisr Hana, because it's Lifnei Iver for Ben Noach, but you're allowed to give it to your dog, so it sounds like we're allowed to have Hana from Aver Min Achai, even though there's an Isser Achila, but there's no Isser Hana. Isser Achila, but no Isser Hana, that sounds like Chizkiah, against Rabbi Abahu, who says every Isser Achila comes with Isser Hana unless specified otherwise. So Shani Aver Min Achai. No, Aver Min Achai is different. Why? De Iskish L'dam, because there is a Hekish made, a comparison between Aver Min Achai and Dam, and we know Dam has an Isser Achila, but no Isser Hana. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, Rak Chazek Chazak Rak Chazak Levilti Echol Hadam Ki Adam Huwa Nefesh. But only be very strong, lest you eat blood, for the blood is the soul. Right? So it has over here the to eating blood from an animal and eating Aver Min Achai. So Aver Min Achai and Dam Min Achai, they're comparable, and therefore if there's no Isser Hana for Dam, as Rabbi Bahu said, we learned Rabbi Bahu would say we learned from its comparison to water. So there's no Isser Hana by Aver Min Achai. Also, there wouldn't be Isser by Dam. So there's also no Isser Hana by Aver Min Achai, as we see in this Braisa. Ule Chizkiah, Lamai Hilchasa Iskash Aver Min Achai LaDam. Well, according to Chizkiah, who would say there was never a Havamina, that there's an Isser Hana by Aver Min Achai. Right? Chizkiah again says, Isser Achila means Achila, not Isser Hana. So what he must have noticed this comparison between Aver Min Achai and Dam. So what's that? What does he learn from that comparison? So what would Chizkiah say to you? He would say to you, "Dam hu de iskish le'Aver Min Achai." Blood is compared to Aver Min Achai, right? It's not that we're learning Aver Min Achai from blood, but rather the other way around. We're learning blood from Aver Min Achai. Ma Aver Min Achai aser, af dam Min Achai aser. We're learning that not just as Aver Min Achai aser, but also from this pasuk, which compares Aver Min Achai to blood, blood from a living animal is also aser. Ve'ezeze, and what is that blood? Dam hakaza sha nefesh yotzaba. It's like blood. So I believe it's like blood-leaded blood. Right, like blood of bloodletting. Is hakaza that the soul leaves in it, meaning it went out in it, like that type of bleeding. So let's take a look at Rashi over here. Ve'ezazeh. Kolomer, al ezeh dam min hachai aser mishom dam. That which dam min hachai is aser because of the dam. Hadam ha'nefesh ksiv, al dam ha'kazah shal behema she'nefesh yotze ba. Right, that it's the blood of the soul, like the life force, and that there's a that through the hakaza, the bloodletting of the animal, that the animal that the life force leaves in it, and then he proceeds to explain that there are four different types of blood. Yesh dal mine damim, behekis kedemrin bekrisos. There's this first one that basically a shoseis. When it first comes out, and then it starts to pour out, and then it becomes dark, and then and then it like kind of drips out again. And yesh mehen she'en neshama yotzebo, v'yesh mehen she'neshama yotzebo. So some of this blood, like the life force, leaves with it, and some of it not. V'hasam tanya, and over there we learn in the brisa, ezehu dam hikesh neshama yotzebo, kol zman shemakleach kulei. So basically, we learn from there that it's the blood with the life force. That has the din of Eivor Menachai. That's what we're learning. That's what we learn from it. So don't think that we're learning Eivor Menachai from Dam, but rather we're learning an aspect of Dam Menachai from Eivor Menachai. Okay. Vahare Shor Haniskal. Wait, hold on. What about an ox that is to be stoned or was stoned? Right. Basically, this is an ox that killed. And so the ox gets skila, gets stoned to death, and we know that you're not allowed to eat from it. So let's take a look. So Hari Shor Niskal Dirachmana, the Torah says regarding it, lo yeachel, right? The pasuk says lo yeachel es bisaro. You're not allowed to eat its flesh, but really not. You're not allowed to eat its flesh. Its flesh shall not be eaten. So according to Chizkiyah, there's an Isser, or even according to Chizkiyah, there's an Isser Hana there, right? Because it says Lo Yechel, just like Mechametz. And according to Rabbi Abahu, of course there's an Isser Hana there. There's always an Isser Hana associated with Isser Achila. So Vitanya, and we learned in the Braisa, Mimashma Shenemar Sakoli Sakel Hashor, from the fact that the Pasuk says the ox will surely be stoned, Eini yodeya shehi nevela. Don't I know that it's a nevela? V'nevela asura be'achila. And nevela is asura be'achila. Uma tamalomar lo ye'achel. So why does the Torah tell me lo ye'achel? Magid lecha kesuv. The pasuk is teaching you she'im shachato la'achar shenigmar dino, that if you slaughtered it after it already had its gemar din, asur. So now then the brisa continues. Ainli ella ba'achila b'hana minayin tamalomar. So right, so basically what the sugi baba kama, the brisa says that I get from the pasuk from sakol yisakel hashor that it's basically like nevela and there's an isra achila for it, and the gemara then the brisa asks, well, what with that I only know achila. Behana minayin. How do I know this isn't hana as well? Tama lomar ubala shor naki, and the owner of the shore will be clean or cleansed. And Rashi over here explains that diuk. One second. Okay, so maybe it's at the end of Lahani tonight. This next Rashi. Okay, let's explain this after. So there's some sort of the owner of the shore will be clean. So I thought it was in Rashi. It's actually the Gemara itself. This next line of the Gemara. Okay, so about the shore naki, that the owner of the shore will be clean. So my mashma. So how is that mashma? Shimon ben Zoma Omer. So Ben Zoma says. Shimon ben Zoma says. Ka adam shomer lechavero yatsa ploni naki minichasav. It's like a person who says to his friend, this person went out clean from all his possessions. Ve'ein lo bahem hana shel klum. And he doesn't have any hana from it at all. So the lashon of naki, clean, means kind of like empty. And there's no hana that you get either. So the owner of the shore is he's cleaned out, right? The circumstances cleaned him out. Not only does he can't eat the shore, he doesn't have a shore to work the plow, he can't eat the shore, and he can't even get hana from the carcass of the shore. So, but let's not get too distracted in the case of Baba Kama. The bottom line, what do we see in this brisa? That the pasuk says yeyachel, and we had to derive the iser hana from a different pasuk, right? According to Rabbi Abahu, even if it wouldn't have said yeyachel, even if it would say lo sochal, we would have said there's automatically an iser hana attached, and even according to Rabbi, even according to Chizkiya, the yeyachel, oh, that's a lashon of iser hana as well, as we see by chametz. So the fact that the brisa needs to find a different pasuk, yeyachel was not enough to teach iser hana, is a kasha according to Rabbi Abahu and to Chizkiya. So the Gemara now lays this out. So taima diksav ubala sharnaki. The reason for the iser hana is that the pasuk says ubala sharnaki. Deima lo yeyachel iser achila mashma iser hana lo mashma. Meaning, therefore, it's saying that from lo yeyachel, there's only an iser achila that's implied, and there's no implication for iser hana. That's a problem according to everybody. So liolam lo yeyachel iser achila v'iser hana mashma. Now, really, everybody would agree lo yeyachel is an iser of achila and hana. Rabbi Abahu would agree, certainly. He says you don't even need to say yeyachel, even lo sochal would be enough. But Chizkiya would agree. Lo yechel, that's an iser hanav lashon. Okay, so what's the lashon of ubal sharnaki? Ubal sharnaki lehanos orohu da'asa. No, when it says that he gets nothing, we're not talking about the flesh of the animal, we're talking about the hides of the animal. Right, when we say that there's an iser hanav for the shor haniskal, so you, that, right, that, meaning the automatic iser hana that you would gain from the iser achila or from lo yeyachel, depending on which early amora you're choosing. But the iser hana was the flesh of the animal, that the part that you would eat. So not only can you not eat it, you can't have hana from that part. But the hides, what's wrong with the hides? Yeah, of course you can benefit from the hides. So you would think. Nah, says the pasuk, ubala shor naki. That the Baal HaShor gets nothing. He doesn't get his ox. He doesn't get the ox flesh. He doesn't get benefit from the ox flesh. He gets doesn't even get the hides of the ox. He gets nothing. He walks out naki, completely clean. That's the Chiddush. Yeah? That...
I'm still...
Yeah, meaning that our question was that the Brisa seemed to learn the Isser Hana from Ubal HaShor Naki, but according to Rabbi Abahu, the Isser Hana comes attached to the Isser Achila, and according to Chizkiya, the Isser Hana is derived from Lo Yeachel. So why did the Tana and the Brisa have to go to Ubal HaShor Naki? Says the Gemara, no, Ubal HaShor Naki is not teaching me the Isser Hana of the flesh. It's teaching that, of course, you would get from lo yeyachel or just the iser achila, right? But what's the chiddush that even the hide of the animal, the part that you would never eat, even that you can't get a hana from because the Baal HaShor walks out naki, completely empty. He doesn't get anything. The itzrich, and you need to say this. Why? Sokadai techemino, because I would have thought to say. You would have thought to say, Lo yeachel es bisaro. Ksiv. Right? The pasuk says, Lo yeachel es bisaro. Its flesh shall not be eaten. Bisaro in oro lo. Ah! I would think, from what the pasuk is saying, bet the shor niskal, its flesh shall not be eaten. Its flesh shall not be eaten. And there should be not hana from its flesh, but maybe you can benefit from its hides. Kamash Malan, that's not the case. Kamash Malan, you can't even have hana from its hides. So Baal HaShor Naki teaches me, don't think that Es Bisaro teaches me the flesh I can't eat and have hana from, but I can benefit from the hides. Nope. Because it says the Baal HaShor walks out Naki with nothing. So the other Gemara says, hold on. Ulahanach tanai de mafkile lahai kra le drasha acharina. But hold on. Some people, some Tanayim in Bava Kamma, use this pasuk of Baal Lashon Aki, I think. Yeah, I think it's from... actually, is it from Baal Lashon Aki? I'm not sure if it's Baal Lashon Aki or this one we just quoted. Of Loicha Es Bisaro. That they learn from it regarding Chatzi Kofer Uledimei Havlados. That they learn the din of Chatzi Kofer, right? We know there's a principle of Kofer, right? That's where you pay a certain amount to serve as a kapara for the animal killing. And so we know that there's a din of chatzi nezek by a tam. So do we also say there's chatzi kofer if a tam kills a person? And we hold that, no, we don't hold of chatzi kofer, and that's learned from here, this pasuk. And also, dmei vlados, regarding paying the value of fetuses that were killed. And so they learn it from this pasuk. In Bava Kamma and Daf Mem Aleph and Mem Beis. So if they use this pasuk, to teach those dinim. So where do now Hanas Oro Minalahu? So where do they know the iser of benefiting from the or? Right, so I guess I don't remember the drasha in Bava Kamma. It could be that it says the flesh, yes, and not the vlados, or maybe not chatzi kofer, whatever it is. But we can't learn the flesh, yes, and not the and that you don't have hana from the hides. So where do they learn the hanas oro? So nafgaluhu mi espisero. We learn it from the extra word es. Es bisaro. From its flesh. Right? Could have just said, lo yechel mi bisaro. From its flesh. Me es bisaro. What does that teach us? So, es hatafel le basaro. Es comes to include the thing that's tafel to the basar. What's tafel to the basar of the ox? The hides, right? So the hides are tafel. So that's what it comes to include, right? It says you cannot eat. And we know yechel also means benefit. You can't have hana from bisaro, but also esbisaro, that which is tafa, which is the hides. So we know over here you cannot benefit from the hides. So maybe I think it's from the Baal Lashon Naki, right? We don't learn from Baal Lashon Naki that you don't have enough from the hides, because they use that to learn chatzi kofer for the dmei vlados. But we can learn esbisaro. You can't have hana from the hides. V'idach, hold on. And now if we have an extra lashon of s, so what would the others hold? They have to learn something from here. If you learn that the or is asur behana from Baal Lashon Naki, so then what do you learn from s? So v'idach, s lo darish. The other opinion says, we don't darshin the Lashon of S. S is just part of the grammatical construct of Lashon HaKodesh, and there's no reason to darshan it. Wait, really? Is there such a thing as not darshaning an S? Absolutely, take a look. Kedetanya, like you learned in this Brisa, I think a relatively famous Brisa, Shimon HaMasuni, of Amrila Nechemia HaMasuni, Shimon HaNechemia HaMasuni, Hoya Dorish Kol Esim Sheba Torah. Right, this is the famous teaching over here, that he darshaned every S in the Torah. Once it came to, and Hashem your God, you shall fear, Perish, he separated himself from this, because he had a problem saying such a thing, right? It says, and for Hashem your God you should fear, S, is there anybody else you should have Yira for? Chas v'shalom to say such a thing, you fear Hashem alone. Right, the pasuk says in full, and in him shall you worship, and in his name you shall swear. You're going to say this about anybody else besides Hashem? That's abikorsus to say such a thing. I refuse to darshan this S, and therefore I reject my entire thesis. I throw out all my entire dissertation on every S in the Torah for this purpose. It's worth noting, where is this pasuk? Have we seen this pasuk anytime? before. Quite recently. Right? Last week's parsha, basically. Something like that. Okay. So that's the Shem Al-Khamshira. So Pirish. Amr lo Tamidav, his Tamidim said to him, Rebbe, kol esem shedarashta matehei aleihen. What's going to be with every S that you darshan? There were so many halachos, so many dinim, so many chidushim from the darshan and the S. Amr lehem, he said to them, kishem shekibalti schar ala drisha, kach ani mekaba schar ala prisha. Just like I got schar for my drisha, from my darshaning every single one, I also get schar for the prisha, from the separating of them. This is amazing. What we learn over here for so many things. First of all, we learn over here that you get schar for a drasha even if it's wrong, right? At the end of the day, he rejects it, but he spent time and effort and trying to learn it, and there were havaminas and a lot of havaminas and a lot of efforts, and house of cards comes down, and he says, "I got schar for that. I got schar for the drasha, and I get schar for the prisha from separating from that and rejecting a havamina, even if I walk out with nothing. The rejection of the havamina also gets schar." So that's something that's really amazing. Also, I think it teaches us an important lesson in general that sometimes, I think we learned a lot during COVID, and it's the famous story of Rabbi Elimelech of Lezhensk and Ruzusha and in jail, right? You're familiar with the story? I thought of it like at the beginning of COVID when we were told not to go to Minyan, and then I heard many other people also mechav into sharing the story at that time. But basically, the story of these two, Rabbi Elimelech and Ruzusha in jail. And there is a bucket of excrement there, and one of them was crying because they couldn't daven, they couldn't learn because the excrement was there. And the other one brother told the other that there's like the same Hashem who commands us to daven and learn most of the time is telling us now that we're not all daven. So you're also doing a mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah by doing that. And you know the epilogue is that they were so excited and they were dancing in besimcha about it. And then the prison guard asks, what are these two rabbis so excited about? And someone says, I'm not sure, but I think it has to do with that bucket of excrement. So yeah, that's what's making them happy. And he said, well, I'll show them. And he took it out. So they'll daven and learn. And anyway, yeah, so the application to COVID and, you know, some usually davening with the minion, learning in the base medrash, etc. So over here also, right, is the schar on the drisha, there's schar on the prisha. And now it's this next point. Achabar bikiva v'dorash es Hashem l'chachatira, the rabbos talmidei chachamim, and Rabbi Akiva said that it comes to include talmidei chachamim, the S. So you should fear Hashem and cleave to Hashem, and also you should fear talmidei chachamim, and that's also a way to darshan S. And he basically saved the drasha. I hope he didn't completely delete the file before that point. I'll share one quick pshat of the. I think it's the Takanas Ezra. So it's a really big question. Like, really? He couldn't think of any more? Shimon HaMasuni was not able to think of a... He was so clever. He was able to think of a drasha for every single one. And he couldn't think of one more to do this. You can say, okay, he didn't want to fudge it. He really thought he wouldn't be convinced of it. But, like, why was Rabbi Akiva able to do it? Why was Rabbi Akiva able to and he was not? So the Takanas Ezra says that the reason Rabbi Akiva was able to do it and Shimon HaSuni was not, because it was not clear if there's such a thing as a Talmud Chacham that you could have such a fear for, to be like, right, like Hashem. Because Hashem is completely the Shema. Hashem is whatever that might mean. There's no ulterior motives. There's a purity to Hashem. And a Talmud Chacham, you never really know if a Talmud Chacham, they try and aspire to be like Hashem, but to include a Talmud Chacham in the year they're supposed to have for Hashem, that's not appropriate. And Shimon HaMasuni felt that, and he said, I cannot justify this S. But Rabbi Akiva saw Shimon HaMasuni act like that, so lishma, and so pure, and being able to throw out his life's work of his dissertation on S's, to be able to say, you know what, this, I'm mevatel to Hashem. Rabbi Akiva says, wow, if that's what a Talmud Chacham could be, then I can darshan this S to include Talmidei Chachamim. Something Shimon HaSuni could not have done that Rabbi Akiva did do. So it's a beautiful pshat. Okay, let's move on. Zoom is telling me I have about 10 minutes left, so let's get this. So, Kachani Mikhal Eschar al-Prisha. It's Rabbi Akiva darshan Hashem al-Kachatira. L'Rabbos Talmidei Chachamim. V'hare Orla d'Rachmana Amar. But hold on, Orla, which the Torah says... Arelim lo ye lo yeachel. Arelim, where's the last one? Lo yeachel, right? The Arelim Not the foreskins. Don't recommend eating that anyway. But the tree within its first 3 years should not be eaten. Sounds like an Isser Hana, right? According to Rabbi Bahu, it's an Isser Hana because it's Achila. And according to Chizkiah, it's an Isser Hana because it's Yeachel. Vitanya, but we learned in a Braisa, Arelim lo Yeachel, Ainli ela Isser Achila, Minayin shelo Yehana mimenu. Hold on. The Braisa says, we only know Isser Achila. How do I know also an Isser Hana, shelo Yitzav Abo, that you don't use it for dyeing purposes, v'lo Yadlik Bo is in there, and you don't use its oil for lighting purposes? How do I know an Isser Hana too? Tam lomar v'araltem arloso arelim lo yechel. Because it says araltem arloso arelim, these three loshonos, so you can't have an Isser, there's an Isser Achila, there's also an Isser Hana lo yechel. The Rabbos is kulam, to include everything. So then the Gemara says, similar to before, time adiksav rachmanav araltem arloso arelim. The reason that there's an Isser Hana is because of this loshon, araltem arloso arelim. Holav hachi, but if it was not for this, Havamina Isra Chila Mashma Isra Hana Lo Mashma, which is against Rabbi Abahu, which is against Chizkiah, because Lo Yeachel should for sure include Hana. So Liolam Lo Yeachel Mashma Bein Isra Chila Bein Isra Hana. No, so really, as we've been saying the whole time, Yeachel, according to Rabbi Abahu and Chizkiah, includes an Isra Chila and Isra Hana. Okay, so then what's this price of talking about? Why wasn't Isra Hana automatically included in Orla? Vishani hasam, over there it's different. Diksiv lachem. Because the pasuk says, Varaltim arlaso espir. Where's it say lachem? Shanim yiyah lachem. Right? Shloshanim, it should be for you, arelim. They should be arelim for you, lachem. Ah, lachem. Lachem kind of indicates, Rashi says, Dabashma hatera. Right? It sounds like lechem is for you, that you're able to have some sort of use for it. So even though, yes, of course it says lo yechel, I would automatically assume this in Isser Hana. When it says lechem, I might think that teaches that there's no Isser Hana. Actually, I can't have some use of it. Vitzterich, and we need it. I would have said, ho v'ksav lechem, shelechem yeh. That's just because it says lechem, it should be for you, meaning Hana. Kamash malan, that's not the case. Wait, hold on. Vela hashta dechsivi hanach kroi lechem lemali. But hold on. So, but now that the Torah is telling me that there's an Isser of Hana, so what is the purpose of lechem? Right? I would have thought lechem teaches me out, it's mutra b'hana. But now that we learned that there's an Isser Hana, so what is lechem there to teach me? So lechem lemali lechidetanya. So it's come to teach you, so it's come to that which you learn in Bryce. So lechem, l'rabos, l'sanatua, l'rabim, that lechem teaches you for that which is planted for the use of the rabim. Rashi, l'tzarech rabim, kon be'emsa derech l'chol over, like in the middle of the road for anyone to benefit from. So it comes to include that public are allowed to use it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, l'hotzi, l'sanatua, l'rabim. No, lechem comes to exclude the rabbim, and then the Gemara will continue to go try the other side and see the Tanakama, but we'll hold it here for now.